Mercedes Lewis looks poised to have a huge 2014. The former Pro Bowl tight end doesn't want to talk about his lingering calf injury from last year, the unsettled quarterback picture of the last few years, or for that matter, the off-the-field distractions created by a long custody battle for his daughter. Lewis was a powerful force on the practice field and in the locker room this offseason, and he is laser-focused on being ready to perform at his absolute best when he returns for training camp at the end of this month.
You know, I put in the work, and I'm excited to get out there and do what I expect Mercedes to do, not necessarily what everybody else expect, because what they expect, they would like me to throw the ball to myself if I could.
You can't look at the 6'7" Lewis with broad shoulders and long arms without thinking how tough it must be for a linebacker or safety to cover him. You can't listen to him without thinking the same thing.
I don't believe that there's anybody that can cover me, period. And Chad understands that. He knows where my mind is. And that's not just, me worrying about 89. That's just being real. If I'm going out there and I'm being the best I can be, look out, period.
Those long arms and that big body are perhaps most important to the Jaguars this fall as they try to reestablish a once-dominant running game that fell to 31st in the NFL last season. They average just 79 yards per game. Lewis is the game's most dominant blocking tight end, and he knows it.
Making a good block is as good as catching a touchdown for me, because if Todman or Gerhardt can run off my block and score on a 40-yard, 30-yard touchdown, and you see 89 smashing somebody all the way to the other side of the field, it feels just as good to me.
Defensive linemen who have to work against Lewis know it also.
Going against him in practice, me and Red talk about this all the time. He's like, honestly, it might be one other tight end out there that blocks and can catch, but Mercedes is the only tight end I would say that I've went against that can actually block. And people joke like he's a skinny left tackle because he really can block.
Part of Mercedes' powerful positive outlook this offseason is gratitude. He's incredibly grateful to work within this new atmosphere in Jacksonville, where getting better is all that's required.
My heart is rejuvenated, and I can attribute it to Gus and the coaching staff that he's brought in and Mr. Caldwell and the people he has around the building and what he's orchestrated here.
Mercedes isn't alone. Paul Posluszny called the Jaguars a very unique place, and veterans Red Bryant and Chris Clemens have noticed the similarities to Seattle, where both earned a Super Bowl ring. But to those outside the locker room, those are just platitudes, right? Expressions of feelings that they can't see or touch.
You will never be able to understand unless you're in our building, unless you get to look Gus in his face and see his emotion and see that it's real. Come on, we're old enough to know when somebody is blowing smoke up your butt. And he's been the same since I've been here. Since he's walked in here, he's been the same exact person.
Fatherhood is the other part of Lewis's winning equation in 2014. He's emerged from that bruising custody fight with an agreement that allows him to be the father he never had. Talking about his daughter makes the big, tough football player's eyes water. But even more, it gives him purpose and perspective.
I've grown in that way. I've been stubborn and nonchalant, growing up for a part of my life, especially when it comes to, relationships and stuff like that, But now that I have my daughter, it's kind of, you can't be that guy. And you have to really, understand that now you have to look after a little girl. And I want her to always be proud of me. And when she hears about the story that I've been through to get my time with her, I know she's going to be proud of me.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.